Wisconsin Supreme Court panels meet to rule on redistricting. A pair of three-judge panels created by the Wisconsin Supreme Court will meet for the first time on December 12 to hold hearings ahead of an eventual ruling on whether the state's congressional district boundaries can be revised. The initiative to revise the boundaries includes two lawsuits, with one filed by Wisconsin Business Leaders for Democracy, a progressive organization, against the Wisconsin Electoral Commission. The organization contends that the current U.S. House of Representatives district maps violate the Constitution of Wisconsin and is seeking to have them nullified and redrawn ahead of the 2026 congressional general election in the state. Under state law, cases regarding the apportionment of voters in an electoral district are initially heard by three-judge panels of state judges, after which an appeal may be made to the Supreme Court. In orders on November 25, the court declared that it would appoint such panels, which would meet at the Circuit Court of Dane County in the state capital, Madison. It is unclear whether the panels will reach a final decision or whether the appellate process will be completed in time for the 2026 elections, which will be held on November 3. Redistricting cases usually require voluminous documentation to demonstrate how discrimination against a protected class of people has taken place in any given area or constituency. Intervening in one of the lawsuits is U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman, who represents the 6th District of Wisconsin, covering many dairy farms and the cities of Oshkosh and Sheboygan, which is being targeted for reapportionment through the lawsuits. Moving the district lines south, toward Madison and the Milwaukee metropolitan area, would increase the number of Democrats in the district and, thus, hurt his chances of re-election. The order to issue the three-judge panels was decided by a vote of 5-2 on the court. Justices Annette Ziegler and Rebecca Bradley, who are usually seen as conservatives, wrote separate dissents to criticize the court's actions. "Today is not a good day for Wisconsin's judicial system. Our court has undermined its own constitutional authority in furtherance of affording the Democratic Party even more partisan political advantage than it already has with Governor Evers' congressional maps in place," wrote Ziegler. "Redistricting and reapportionment authority belongs to the legislature, not the judiciary. It occurs after a census. Usually, congressional redistricting occurs every 10 years after the decennial U.S. Census, which measures population changes and apportions seats to states in the House of Representatives on that basis. The last census was conducted in 2020, but in 2025, redistricting has occurred in several states at the behest of President Donald Trump to gain a political advantage for the GOP in the House. Democrats have responded to thwart it. The majority entertains yet another kick at the redistricting cat. Unlike Schrodinger's cat, this one most assuredly has been dead for years. I dissent," wrote Bradley.